Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live and proud from the Cherokee Entertainment Studios. The chat room's up and running. We got my personal Facebook page up and running, The Gregory Squirrel. So make sure you get a sending message. If you have anything you want me to mention on the show, send me a message on the Facebook page, and you'll find me under my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Cherokee Entertainment phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. What's up with this weather? Crazy weather. I mean, a couple of days ago, I'm outside and I got a pullover hoodie on trying to stay warm. And today, I'm outdoors in shorts. What is up with this weather? Are we ever going to have serious snow? I know the flu is going around, so everybody please take care of yourself. Do what you got to do and stay healthy. I know several schools canceling classes. We're talking about for a week. I know one school, Lincoln, Arkansas, near where I live, about 1 o'clock this afternoon, they let the kids go home because they had kids getting sick, they had students getting sick, and so they shut down school. They might as well shut it down. Excuse me. They might as well shut down school for the whole week because, it's getting crazy out there. So, once again, just take care of yourself. Drink plenty of OJ. And all that fun stuff. A lot of great things going on tonight. I'm supposed to be having a couple of call-in guests, but I haven't seen them pop up on the switchboard yet. The Midians are looking at me, shaking their heads no. Right now, the Midians got their heads in the middle of Monday Night Raw. I don't know, looks like Vince Kennedy McMahon, probably about to fire the fat walrus Paul Heyman, at least, you know, hey. So anyway, got a few stuff to talk about tonight, the debut of Dallas, the new Dallas TV series on TNT is on tonight, so kind of hard to... I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into it knowing that, you know, Larry Hagman passed away back over the holidays. And so, it's going to be tough because, you know, what is Dallas without J.R. Ewing? You know, let's just be straight on it, straight honest and forward with it. What is Dallas without J.R. Ewing? So, anyway... Let's grab the hot wires, and let's take a look at some of the items going on here tonight. Pro Bowl was this weekend. NFC defeated the AFC 32-35. If you're a football junkie, you know you got your Got your last football fix for the season. Once again, Pro Bowl 62-35 NFC over the AFC. they did a poll with the current active players in the NFL, and Roger Goodell is not favoring too well among the active NFL players. I mean, 75% voted that they wish they'd get him out of there because, let's face it, boys and girls, Roger Goodell is turning the NFL into a bunch of cookie pusses. That's my new word, cookie pusses. You know, he's making it to where you can't breathe on a receiver before he catches the ball, or you get flagged for interference. You can't breathe on a quarterback, or you get flagged for roughing the passer, or roughing the quarterback. So, you know, you might as well put some pink skirts on them, make it flag football or something. But that's my poll for tonight, is do you think the NFL will still be around in 30 years? The way they're watering the game down, I don't think so. So, anyway, that's my opinion on that. Some PGA golf over the weekend. They finally got the Farmers Insurance Open at La Jolla out there in California. Tiger Woods, yes, got his first victory of the year, shot a 14-under. Didn't look as sharp today, but, you know, he played almost 36 holes yesterday. And so didn't look quite as sharp, but he had at one point Tiger Woods was had a 7-shot lead, so he managed to hold on and pull out the lead. Shot a 14 under for the weekend, so you know, sounds like the Tiger may be back. So that's what we got there. I was wanting to talk about some MMA stuff. Let me pull it up here. UFC was on Fox over the weekend. Had some pretty good fights, you know. Had some kind of what you would consider sad moments. But, you know, let's just run down the results real quick. UFC on Fox. This was their 6th episode on UFC. Let's see, in the 170-pound weight division, David Mitchell defeats Simeon Thornton, unanimous decision. I don't have the official numbers, but David Mitchell won his fight. In the 185, Rafael Nadal defeated Sean Spencer via an arm triangle in the 3rd round. In the super heavyweight, Sean Jordan defeated Mike Russo. I guess that's how that's pronounced, Russo, R-U-S-S-O-W. Via TKO, 348 of round number 2. Ryan Darth Vader defeated Vladimir, what the hell is that, Natyashinsko. I hope I pronounced that right, or I'm going to have a mad Russian after me. Guillotine, 50 seconds of the 1st round. Let's see, in the 170, Pascal Kraus defeated Mike Stumpf, unanimous decision. In the 145-pound, Clay the hairy caterpillar on steroids Guida defeated Hatsu Hiyoki by a split decision. Yeah, for all you Clay Guida fans out there who haven't seen Guida in a while, he's got a mustache. Yes, he's got a big hairy caterpillar on his upper lip, and it don't look good. I'm just going to say that. I've met Clay on several occasions. So we're just going to let that go. 155, TJ Grant defeated Matt Wyman, TKO, 451 in round 1. And 145, Ricardo Lamas defeated Eric Koch with a TKO, 232 of round 2. 155 pounds, Anthony Pettis defeated Donald Cerrone via TKO at 2 minutes 31 seconds of the 1st round. And this was the match. This next fight was the match I did not want to see, but, you know, it was coming. Glover Teixeira defeated Quentin Rampage Jackson by unanimous decision. Rampage announced that was his last fight with UFC. He says he's not giving up fighting, but that was just his last fight with UFC. So hopefully we'll still see Quentin out there. and we'll just go from there. And for the UFC flyweight championship, and this was a fun fight to watch. I mean, these small guys, they got in there, they were flip-flopping, flying, and I thought it was a fun fight to watch. Demetrius Johnson defeated John Dodson to remain UFC flyweight champion. Demetrius got a unanimous decision. And so those results, UFC on Fox, that was over the weekend in Chicago, Chi-Town, Illinois. Got one of my good friends on the phone line, Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. Are you with us, hey, Dean?
I sure am. How you doing tonight, Greg?
Hey, how's it going, Dean? Dean Vaughn, great MMA competitor. He's got a fight coming up. The Cage of Honor, I believe it is. And we're gonna let Mighty Mouse talk about the fight, talk about who he's got coming up, and the phone line is open, Dean. Go ahead and talk about it, brother.
All right, my next fight coming up this Saturday is in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, at Cage of Honor. It's a fight for the flyweight championship belt there. My opponent's Jeff Heflin from Riff Raff MMA. It'll be a really good test, a really good opponent for me. Now, I'm really looking forward to it. Been training hard. You know, my last fight there at UCW in Civil War was a hard fight. And I took a lot of hard shots in that fight, and it was awesome. I got lots of respect for Isaac Badger, my opponent there,
Right. I mean, and you're right about that. I mean, I've been doing this almost 12 years, well, a little over 12 years now, and I got to say, you were taking some shots. I mean, I know you love the Mighty Mouse, but I'm thinking chin of stone or something like that. But I mean, you were taking some shots, and you just kept coming back, and I mean, I just don't know how else, you know. I was still speechless because I'm down there at ringside at my position, and I'm sitting there watching you take those shots, and I'm like, how is he still standing? Because I mean, I've seen even the bigger guys take shots that weren't near as ferocious as some of those shots you were taking, and yet they were dropping like dominoes. But yet here you are, and I mean, maybe the Mighty Mouse name is appropriate. You're small, you take a beating, but you just keep coming back.
Well, you know, we don't get into this sport to fight people that aren't good at what they do. So we're always looking for a test, you know, and that's just part of fighting is being able to take shots like that and just keep going, you know. Just something that you got to love, being a fighter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the things, because I know it frustrates the daylights out of promoters, it frustrates things out of fighters, and I know it frustrates the fans, because the fans, when a fighter just ups and backs out. I mean, I have seen some of the craziest situations. And it's like you say, the guys obviously don't have the love or something, or else they wouldn't be backing out. I mean, I remember during the summer last year, I was in Washington, Missouri, announcing a fight for cage championships. And the first guy had already come to the cage. He was already in the cage. They already got his introduction. Here comes the second fight. Next thing I know, guy number one is leaving the cage. And so I'm sitting there like, okay, what's going on? Next thing got here, well, guy number one has backed out of the fight. But I'm sitting there thinking, you serious?
Well, I hear you can win fights by intimidation, but I never knew it was that easy.
Really? I mean, I'm sitting there like, wow, you're already in the cage. Here comes your opponent, and you just walk out. I mean, that's some of the craziest stuff I've seen, and I've seen other situations where the shows are, where even a title fight, Champions of the Cage in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I was announcing a show for them. Same situation. It was a title fight for the 170-pound title, and one of the challenger just ups and backs out. Now, I will admit maybe this was wrong for the promoter and the athletic commission to let this happen. They had another 170 fighter, a guy named Jose Kirksey. He was at the fight, so they asked him if he wanted to fight. And so Jose Kirksey, he ended up taking the fight, and he ends up winning.
Well, it's always good to have ready fighters on hand, you know. But this Saturday up in Poplar Bluff that event's going to be held at a Skeeter's Dance Club.
And, right, Skeeter's.
Yes, we're going to have two of my teammates are going to be fighting on this ticket. Also, Raymond the Bulldozer Gonzalez is going to be versing Freddie Darnell, and then David Terror Woodall will be versing a Joe Gloy. Both these fights are going to be, we expect them to be really good fights also. And while I'm on here, I also want to give a shout out to Eric Stevens for putting on the Uncivil War and the Bout Management Federation for all their hard work and stuff that they do to let us fighters get recognized in this world we're living in now. And I also want to thank Brad Wicks and Cage of Honor and BLMO Promotions for giving me the shot at this title to offer.
I've seen you fight several times now, and I mean, I don't think it's going to be too far down the road where you're going to have some gold around your waist. Like you say, Eric over there at UCW, he puts on a great show, and you know, as always, there's some things behind the scenes that happen that he can't control, but you know, for the overall, I mean, Eric does a great job, and he does a good job matching the fights. I mean, and the thing I like about Eric's show, it seems like as the show goes on, every fight's getting just a little bit better.
Yeah.
And, you know,
is definitely growing in a good positive way. Eric really does a good job with that.
Yeah. Okay. You've seen, I've seen several promoters where, yeah, you have a couple of good, you know, you have some decent fights to start off with, then it kind of lags, and then it kind of picks up again, and then it starts lagging again. But that's one thing I have noticed about Eric's shows is that, you know, he starts off with the guys that are just starting out, making their MMA debuts, and then as the show's going on, it gets into the more advanced fighters, the more established fighters that have been at it a while. And so I think it's a good thing. I have not had a chance to go to a Cage of Honor show, so you can probably tell me more about their events than I know. So tell us more about Cage of Honor and what you know about that promotion.
I don't really know a whole lot about Cage of Honor right now. You know, I don't talk to the promoter myself. My promoter, my promoter sets up all my fights and does all my promoting and stuff like that. So, and I gotta give props to Brad Cox, my trainer, and Mark Williams, my trainer and promoter. This will be my first time of actually fighting up there at Cage of Honor.
Right. Let me ask you this, because this is a question I ask all the fighters that I talk to. If if you could fight, if there was one guy out there right now that you could fight, who would it be?
You know, I'm really only in a battle with myself every time I step into the cage. So I don't really have any certain individual that I'm after or anything like that. I'm just after beating myself every time I compete.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, Dean, you know, I appreciate you coming on the show. I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy the friendship that we've developed over the time that we've gotten to know each other. And, you know, you're always welcome to come on. I'd love for you to come back on again next week and talk about your fight at the Poplar Bluff. And just let us know how you did.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll be able to do that. I just want to thank all my fans and I love my fans.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. you're what makes it all wonderful.
Well, let me tell you, if there was anybody that you definitely want to get behind and support, it's Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, because you know everybody says just bring it. Well, I've seen Dean fight two or three times now, and every fight he has brought it, and he just don't know the meaning of the word give up. So, once again, Dean, I appreciate you calling in the show again, man, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, good luck up there at Poplar Bluff.
Thank you.
All right. Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. I mean, if you get a chance to get up to Poplar Bluff, if you're not doing anything Saturday night, and you're going to be up near Poplar Bluff, Missouri, get on up there and check out that show. It's going to be great. I'm hoping, I still got time. I had another guy that was supposed to be calling in, one of my pro wrestling buddies. So far, the Midians are over there shaking their head no at me, so the Midians know better than I do. Either that or they're doing something they shouldn't be doing. You never know about the Midians. So anyway, also, I want to talk about this because kind of had a little argument going with the guy on the Facebook earlier, Brock Lesnar. Okay. Now, I give Brock Lesnar credit. You know, yeah, he's an All-American from the University of Minnesota. He's been in the UFC heavyweight champion, okay? But Brock Lesnar really got his claim to fame in my book with the WWE. And the only reason Brock Lesnar, in my opinion, now I could be wrong, but this is my opinion because I've been a pro wrestling fan ever since I was little. And when WWE Titan Sports bought out WCW, there were a lot of wrestlers that just flat refused to have anything to do with Vince McMahon. And sure enough, Bill Goldberg was one of them. And so Vince wanted somebody of that size. So Vince McMahon brought in Brock Lesnar to fill that Bill Goldberg role. And then when Bill Goldberg did go to WWE, I mean, Brock got out of town and went back to UFC. 417-300-2370. Is that Eric?
No, it's not.
Uh-oh. Who we got on the phone line tonight?
You got Pinky on the phone.
Hey, Pinky, what can we do for you on the Greg Squirrel Show?
I just wanted to call and say I agree with you totally. Mighty Mouse is one of the most awesome fighters I've seen, and the fight that I saw was amazing. And Days of Honor that's coming up, everybody needs to go. It's going to be a phenomenal fight.
Oh, I mean, I started out ring announcing doing boxing, and then crossed over. When I started out the ring announcing, I started out doing boxing and then crossed over into the MMA. And so,
right.
Like I say, I've been going at it 12 years now, and I have seen some great fighters. And, a perfect example was at the last Uncivil War, and Bad Vibes against Honey Badger, or Honey Badger.
This last one was the one that I saw, and that was the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen with him and Isaac Badger fighting.
Yeah, and he's sitting there, he's taking shots that would have knocked other fighters out.
Oh, it rocked us, you know, just watching it. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, like I say, I'm sitting down there at ringside, and then we get to take a shot, and I'm sitting down there cringing, and I'm just like, how is he staying up? I was not at the, I did not make it in time to the after fight party.
Right.
And I did not know who won fight of the night, but if that fight didn't get fight of the night, I am surprised.
No, he got fight of the night.
Was that fight of the night? I normally try to get to the after fight party because I like visiting with the fighters. I love visiting with the fans and everything, but had some behind the scenes stuff going on that needed my attention. But yeah, that fight was definitely worthy of being fight of the night because, I mean, let me pull up something here. I got the stats. Stats off that show right here.
That was my first time to a cage match, but I have to say that was one of the best fights I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, I mean, are you going to be back? I hope.
Oh yes, most definitely.
Oh, good deal. We like to hear that. Yeah, I mean that fight went to the second round or to the third round. I'm sorry. And, I mean, Mighty Mouse is just, he's living up to that name, Mighty Mouse. He's taking the shots, and he just keeps coming forward like a little rabid bulldog. So, I really don't know what else to say about it. I mean, it was a great fight. It was for the flyweight title up there. So, and as I could tell Dean earlier, I definitely see some him winning some titles down the road. And, you know, if he stays with it and everything doesn't give up, I see him going a long way with it. So,
I agree.
What else you got on your mind, Pinky?
That was it. I just wanted to agree with you and show my support.
All right. Well, Pinky, hey, I appreciate you calling in to the Greg Squirrel Show. Feel free to call back in anytime if we're talking about something you want to express an opinion on. We'd love to hear back from you.
Right on. Thanks a lot. You have a good night.
Hey, you too.
All right.
There you go, fans. I mean, Dean Vaughn, he's got the fans out there. His fan base is showing. So once again, if you get up to Poplar Bluff, Missouri, check that show out. It's Cage of Honor this coming Saturday night. And then Uncivil War MMA. Uncivil War MMA 11, they're calling it Friction. That's taking place in March. So we invite everybody to that event. And so that's pretty much it for the night. I want to thank Mighty Mouse. I want to thank Pinky for calling in. We'll be back on the air 10 o'clock tomorrow night. So call your buddies, call your friends, and tell them to tune in to the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to go ahead and give you the phone number so you can keep it on your speed dial if you want to call in. Our hotline number is 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. So, put that on your speed dial and tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show. Because, you know, we just want to have fun. We want to see this show grow. I want to give a shout out to my friend Julie. stop running over deer.